With the new pressures of time, the results of spectrometry and the amino acid analysis, previously of peripheral interest, suddenly became matters of major concern. It was hoped that these analyses would tell, in a rough way, how foreign the Andromeda organism was to Earth life forms. It was thus with interest that Levitt and Burton looked over the computer printout, a column of figures written on green paper. What all the data meant was simple enough. The black rock contained hydrogen, carbon, and oxygen with significant amounts of sulfur, silicon, and selenium, and with trace quantities of several other elements. The green spot, on the other hand, contained hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen. Nothing else at all. The two men found it peculiar that the rock and the green spot should be so similar in chemical makeup, and it was peculiar that the green spot should contain nitrogen, while the rock contained none at all. The conclusion was obvious. The black rock was not rock at all, but some kind of material similar to earthly organic life. It was something akin to plastic. And the green spot, presumably alive, was composed of elements in roughly the same proportion as Earth life. However, it contained no amino acids.
No amino acids, Burton said. No proteins.
Life without proteins, Levitt said.
They were dealing with an entirely alien organism. In the room marked Morphology, Jeremy Stone removed the small plastic capsule in which the green fleck had been embedded. He set the now hard capsule into a vise, fixing it firmly, and then took a dental drill to it, shaving away the plastic until he had a pyramid of plastic with the green fleck at the peak of the pyramid. He unscrewed the vise and lifted the plastic out. He took it to the microtome, a knife with a revolving blade that cut very thin slices of plastic and embedded green tissue. This he inserted into the electron microscope. In principle, the electron microscope worked exactly like a light microscope, but instead of focusing light rays, it focused an electron beam. Light is focused by lenses of curved glass. Electrons are focused by magnetic fields. Stone turned down the room lights and clicked on the beam. He adjusted several dials to focus the beam. In a moment, the image came into focus, green and black on the screen. It was incredible. Jeremy Stone found himself staring at a single unit of the organism. It was a perfect, six-sided hexagon, and it interlocked with other hexagons on each side. The interior of the hexagon was divided into wedges, each meeting at the precise center of the structure. The overall appearance was accurate, with a kind of mathematical precision he did not associate with life on Earth. It looked like a crystal. He decided to call Levitt in.